我哋今日嘅经文系喺马可福音14:32-42。他们来到一个地方，名叫客西马利。耶稣对门徒说：你们坐在这里，等我祷告。于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来，极其难过，对他们说：我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，警醒。他就稍往前走，俯伏在地，祷告说：倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。他说：阿爸，父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去。然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：西门，你睡觉么？不能警醒便是么？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。耶稣又去祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛甚是困倦，他们也不知道怎么回答。第三次来，对他们说：现在你们仍要睡觉安歇么？够了，时候到了，看啊，人子就被卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看啊，那卖我的人近了。
多谢晒。You know, when you look at my sermon title today, it actually fit a Good Friday's message better than a Resurrection Sunday message.
咁你留意我今日讲到嘅一个题目叫耶稣的新望，其实呢个可能喺受难节系更加适合过喺复活节。
But man's disappointment against God does not deter him from doing God's will.
咁人嘅一個失望並不能攔阻神嘅一個旨意嘅行事。
And we are to learn from Jesus Christ that despite of our circumstances, despite of people disappointing us, we can still do what God calls us to do.
咁我哋要效法耶穌，不論係對人或者環境身邊嘅失望，我哋仍然可以執行神嘅一個旨意。
You know, there was a book written in the 80s.By Philip Yancey.
咁喺80年代有個叫 Philip Yancey 嘅人。
And he wrote a book called entitled Disappointment with God.
咁佢寫嗰本書就係話呢個對神失望。
And when I think about Jesus and what Philip Yancey in his book when he attempt to write about on this subject, I wonder, have we ever consider?Jesus being disappointed by us.
咁睇完呢個 Philip Yancey 佢寫嘅呢本書，我再想起耶穌。咁究竟耶穌對我哋有冇一個失望呢
？And I'm sure he has.
我相信佢係有嘅。
Especially in this passage.
尤其喺呢段經文裏邊
，where he found his disciples not once but three times.Not listening to what he tells them to do.
尤其喺呢度，你見到耶穌唔單止係一次，而係連續三次，佢見到門徒都冇跟從佢所教導嘅。
And it isn't the first time that God has been disappointed by man.
咁亦都唔係第一次神係對人嘅失望。
God's people in the Old Testament disappointed him over and over again.
咁喺舊約裏邊，神嘅子民係不斷地去令神失望。
And I'm sure today Christians are still disappointing him over and over again。
就算嚟到今日，呢個基督徒仍然神係對基督徒係失望嘅。
And even the church
喺教會裏邊亦都係咁。
Because we are not living completely for him。
因為我哋冇完全為佢而活。
We are not fulfilling the Great Commission and the Great Commandment as He instructed us.
我哋冇去執行呢個大使命。
And so with that, let's look at the disappointment of Jesus and how He overcame them and went to the cross.
咁我哋睇下耶穌點樣去超越佢嘅對我哋嘅一個失望。
And how He felt, despite of how He felt, He still have the interest of the disciples at hand.
就算佢對門徒失望，佢仍然係對門徒係非常之關注嘅。
According to the Gospel of Mark, the Son of Man was at the most crucial moment of his life.
喺到馬可福音呢度，你見到喺呢段時間，喺人子嚟講係一段非常重要嘅時候。
He was about to die the most excruciating and painful death on the cross.
佢準備去受死，亦都係一個非常之痛苦嘅一個死亡，係喺十字架上。
But on the other side, the disciples were fast asleep.
但係另一方面，門徒亦都係瞓著。
Instead of listening to what Jesus says, pray that you will not fall into temptation.
冇聽到耶穌嘅教導，佢哋就好似陷入咗呢個迷惑裏邊。
And so in this account, you'll find that three times Jesus makes the prayer. In his agony and pain, he told God, "Please take away the cup of suffering from me."
你見到耶穌三次係好痛苦地去禱告，就係話呢個將呢個杯去攞走。
But yet he submitted to God's will for his life.
但係佢係遵奉神嘅旨意，將佢生命交上。
And also three times the disciples, instead of doing what Jesus tells them to do, were fast asleep.
咁門徒亦都三次係冇遵從耶穌嘅一個吩咐，佢哋都係睡著。
And if you notice, when Jesus calls them to pray, he was not asking them to pray for him.
你留意一下，耶穌叫門徒佢哋禱告，並唔係叫門徒去為耶穌去禱告
，but for themselves，
但係為咗佢哋自己嘅緣故去禱告
，so that they will not fall into temptation and sin against God，
免得佢哋自己入咗迷惑，亦都係犯罪得罪神。
And so the instruction is for their own good。
咁嗰呢個呢度教訓咧，係為佢哋自己嘅好處。
But yet they did not listen。
虽然是这样，他们也都没听从。
And so let's look at the first disappointment.
那我们看看第一个失望。
Verses 32 to 38.
那这个32去到38节。
In verse 32, Jesus took his disciples except for Judas to this garden called the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣带着他的门徒是除去了这个犹大，去了这个客西马利园这个地方。
And this is also where he will be betrayed.
呢度就係佢去被賣嘅地方。
Arrested and then led off to die on the cross.
被捕，跟住就上十字架。
And so when he came to the garden, he told the 11 disciples to stay here while I pray.
咁佢係去到呢個地方，就係吩咐門徒就話：你哋喺呢度等我去禱告。
And then he took Peter, James, and John, his three closest disciples, with him.Further in,
咁跟住佢就帶著彼得、雅各、約翰佢三個最親近嘅門徒再入裏邊。
And notice this is what he said to the most closest disciples of his.
咁留意下對呢三個門徒佢係點樣講
？He says, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death."
佢就話對他們說：我心裏甚是憂傷，幾乎要死。
This is not just sorrow, so to speak.
呢个唔单止系忧伤。
The sorrow was so great that actually it was overwhelming him till he felt like he was dying already there.
咁呢个忧伤系大到就好似好接近呢个死亡咁样。
And that's how he felt.
呢个就系耶稣嘅感觉。
And yet.In those moments of suffering and pain and you know, the emotional struggle he has, he tells them, pray.
咁喺呢个情感咁失望、咁伤心难过嘅地方，耶稣就系话要去祷告。
He says, "Stay here and watch." In verse 34.
咁喺34节就系话在这里等候警醒。
Before he went further in by himself to pray.
跟住佢自己一个人就稍往前去就祷告。
And the word watch is often used with prayer。
咁呢个警醒咧，系其实系同呢个祷告系同时候进行嘅。
It doesn't mean that he's telling them open your eyes and pray。
佢唔系话你哋打开眼嚟祷告。
But it is more being alert and pray that they do not fall into temptation。
要系警醒。嘅狀況嚟到去禱告，免得陷入呢個迷惑。
And verse 38 makes it clear that this is what it means。
咁三十八節佢都好清楚去講係點樣嘅意思。
That is the watching is for praying。
呢個警醒係禱告嚟用嘅。
And the reason is so that they would not fall into temptation.
咁呢個原因就係話免得佢哋入咗迷惑。
Because Jesus knew that the time would come when he is betrayed, arrested, and sentenced to death on the cross is very near.
因為佢知道門徒係會進入一個迷惑，而佢亦都上十字架係非常之接近。
And he also knew that how his disciples are going to respond.
佢亦都知道門徒嘅反應。
And so he was more concerned for them that they would not fall into temptation and sin against God.
所以佢係非常之關注門徒唔好入去呢個迷惑，而佢哋係犯罪得罪神。
The other thing in verse 35, we look at how Jesus prays.
咁我哋睇下35節，我哋點樣睇向神求。
He was pleading with God.
佢係對神一個呼求。
And he asked God if possible, the hour might pass from him.
佢就話：倘若可行，便叫那時候過去。
And the hour that he's referring to is the hour where he is going to suffer and die.
佢呢個時候就係話佢會上十字架一個苦難同埋死亡。
I was sharing in a QT with the group and I was asking them or telling them that remember Jesus every time says my hour has not yet come.
咁我喺 QT group 嗰度去分享講過，就係話我嘅時候仲未到。
But in this passage, you find that the hour has come.
但你嚟到呢段经文，就系睇到话时候就到啦。
But why is Jesus asking God to remove it when his whole mission is to come and die for the world so that they can receive salvation?
咁既然耶稣佢嘅使命就要上十字架去完成呢个救恩嘅时候，咁点解佢仍然都同佢讲话将呢个杯撤去咧
？And I believe.That Jesus in his humanity is feeling the same way as any man would feel.
咁就係話耶穌因為佢人性嘅緣故，佢亦都係感同好似我哋所有人類有呢個感情。
Because for us, it's not surprising when we have to face a major event in our life, especially something that is unknown to us, something that we struggle with, we are anxious.
好似對人嚟講，咁我哋喺未知嘅時候，或者對一個好大件事將咁來臨嘅時候，我哋就會有咁樣嘅感受。
So as the pressure and the stress mount up, we feel nervous, we feel scared, and we wish it isn't here at all.
壓力係諗不斷係咁增加嘅時候，咁我哋亦都會去非常之緊張。
You know, it's just like taking a test.
就好似考試咁
，right? When you are a student, when you take a test, you wish you have more time to prepare.
咁好似學生咁，佢考試嘅時候，佢希望多啲時間去準備。
But we know that nobody is always prepared.
但我哋知道冇一個係可以有全部嘅準備。
Especially when we are talking about death.
尤其我哋講緊嘅係死亡。
Was Jesus feeling the same way?In his humanity.
咁耶穌係咪喺人性嘅時候就感覺係咁樣嘅感覺咧
？And especially, he had seen people dying on the cross.
尤其佢係睇到其他人喺十字架上去死。
And there's no doubt that Jesus is willing to die for our sins.
咁我哋唔會懷疑話神啊，耶穌係願意為我哋上十字架去死嘅。
But he also knew it wasn't easy.
但係我哋都知道呢個唔係一個容易嘅事情。
And that's why he says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
所以佢就讲话心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
And I think this phrase applies to the humanity of Jesus as well.
呢句说话亦都对耶稣嘅一个人性嚟讲，亦都去有应用嘅。
In his human frailty, he was asking God the Father to take away this cup.
在人性的一个软弱里面，他是到希望天父将这个苦杯挪开。
But it doesn't mean he was not going to do it.
但是不代表他不愿意去这样做。
Because at the end of verse 36, he also said this in his prayer.
所以你留意一下36节，他最后尾他是这样祷告。
Yet not what I will, but what you will.
然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。
In his sorrow, in his grief, And disappointment, he still submitted to God's will.
就算佢忧伤、佢嘅失望嘅时候，佢仍然愿意顺服喺神嘅旨意。
And death is something that we are all fearful of.
咁呢啲系我哋所有人都会惊嘅。
You know, if death was just taking a sword and thrusting into the heart, it would be quick and easy, and it's over.
如果死亡就好似一把剑咁样插入呢个心嘅时候，咁呢个系非常之快同埋用方便。
Or a bullet that shoots you right into your brain and you go blank out right away, that's fine.
或者子弹系一枪就打入你个脑，咁就冇咗啦。
The pain is just there and then only.
咁呢个痛苦系非常之短暂。
But it wasn't.
但呢个并唔系咁样。
And Jesus knew.
耶稣亦都知道。
Because he has watched people dying on the cross before.
因为佢见过其他人喺十字架上系点样嘅死。
It is going to be slow. It's going to be excruciating, painful, as he would face the torture of the Roman soldiers.
呢个嘅漫长痛苦同埋俾其罗马士兵嘅折磨。
You know, from historical records, you find that they say that Roman soldiers are good at torturing people.
睇翻歷史嘅一啲文獻，你會睇到呢啲羅馬士兵係非常之懂得去點樣去折磨囚犯嘅。
Just like our teenage children, like they torture us at home.
就好似我啲啲 teenager 嗰啲少年啊咁樣喺屋企咁樣折磨。
But this will be like 100 times more.
但係呢個係一百倍。
And also remember, Jesus is the Son of God.
咁你要知道耶穌係神嘅兒子。
And God has never tasted death.
咁系神系并冇尝试过死亡。
Because he cannot die.
因为佢唔会死亡。
Only the human Jesus died.
亦都系一个作为人子嘅耶稣去死亡。
And he also know that when sin is upon him, God will turn away from him.
佢当佢担所有人嘅罪嘅时候，神系会转离开佢。
And on Friday, Pastor Glenn talks about the forsaken Jesus.
咁呢个喺星期五就系、Pastor Glenn 就系讲过，就系话一个被抛弃嘅耶稣。
And that is that most, you know, physical pain compared to being rejected by your own father is even worse than the physical pain.
当然有肉体嘅一个痛苦，但同一时间一个情感上嘅痛苦就系俾呢个天父所去抛弃。
And so, when I think about death, as a human being, death in itself actually is not frightening, especially for me as a Christian.
咁作為人，咁喺呢個睇面對呢個死亡時候，尤其係作為基督徒，我唔係咁驚。
But it is the uncertainty of what's going to happen next that often frightens us, even as Christians.
就係唔知將來會發生點嘅事情，呢、這個就令到我哋作為一個信徒嘅一個恐懼。
But as I think of Jesus, he knows that when he dies, he's going to rise again on the third day.
但係耶穌佢係知道佢係三日後會復活。
But death still is full of unknown.
但係死亡仍然充滿一個未知嘅。
And as I say, he has not tasted death before, since God cannot die, so he does not know what awaits during that period before he rises.
佢話因為神是不会死的，所以他从来没有尝试过这个死亡，所以他不知道等着他的是什么。
And so could Jesus, the human Jesus, are like us at that moment feeling the same?
所以我就想着这个耶稣作为一个人，他的感情是怎样。
And in those circumstances, he was expecting his closest disciple, those he loved, to still be with him.
所以他是希望这班是他这么亲近的门徒在那段这么痛苦的时间仍然跟他一起。
He tells them pray.
他吩咐他们说要去祷告。
And again I said he did not ask them to pray for him, but pray for themselves. His heart was still for them.
我都讲过他不是叫班门徒为耶稣祷告，而是为他们自己祷告，耶稣的心跟他们一起。
And so when in verse 37, when he came upon Peter,came to Peter and he found Peter sleeping, he asked Peter, Simon, are you sleeping? Or are you asleep?
37節，耶穌回到去見他們睡著了，就對彼得就是說，西門，你睡覺嗎？
And the second question reveals that disappointment.
咁你問到呢條問題係第二次嘅失望。
He says, "Could you not keep watch for an hour?"
佢就問，不能警醒片時麼？
That disappointment comes out in that question.
呢個失望係喺呢個問題裏邊係發生。
So we can surmise that at least Peter has slept an hour.
咁我哋就係可以估計西門起碼瞓咗一個鐘。
And so Jesus has prayed for an hour too.
咁所以耶穌亦都禱告咗一個鐘頭。
And so he told Peter.Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation.
所以佢就话啦，就总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱。
Some people when they read this one, they will think that this is actually talking about Peter's denial later on.
咁呢啲有人睇到可能就系话呢个系西门彼得佢去三次去唔认耶稣。
Yes.It is, but at the same time, in this context, it's talking about the immediate fulfillment of this what Jesus is foretelling here.
咁係呢個講嘢係啱，但喺段經文係另有所指嘅。
Because the immediate context right after Jesus was, when Judas appeared, Peter cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest.
咁講嘅就係話，當猶大再一次去出現嘅時候，咁彼得就係將大祭司嘅仆人嘅耳仔就斬咗落嚟。
And he not only fell into temptation, but actually sinned against God.
佢不單止陷入咗呢個迷惑，佢亦都係犯罪得罪神。
Because Jesus has told them in the Sermon on the Mount, "Love your enemies, not cut off their ear."
咁而係喺呢個登山寶訓裏邊就係話愛你嘅仇敵，唔係話將佢耳仔斬落嚟。
And more importantly is that Jesus' advice is not just an intellectual one.
咁耶穌嘅呢個勸勉並唔係淨係呢個頭腦上嘅。
It is his personal experience.
係佢自己個人嘅一個經歷。
Because when he was tempted in the wilderness, he uses scriptures and he uses prayer to overcome the temptations.
喺旷野受到试炼嘅时候，佢系靠经文同埋靠住祷告能够去克服。
And here in the Garden of Gethsemane, he also overcame the temptation not to drink the cup of suffering by praying.
咁佢呢个喺客西马利园，佢亦都同样地系面对呢个迷惑，就话佢始终都系要饮呢个苦杯。
Because he recognized that in his human flesh, he is like us, weak.
佢知道佢嘅肉體好似我哋一樣，都係軟弱嘅。
Even though his spirit is willing，
佢亦都同時係心靈係固然係願意。
It was only through prayer he was able to say, "Yet not what I will, but Your will be done."
但係藉著禱告就係話，不要按我嘅意思，係按住神嘅意思。
But unfortunately, a lot of people back then and now.Prefer to sleep more than to pray.
咁系过去或者现在，人都系愿意去瞓觉多过去祷告
，right？
系嘛
？Even while praying, we fall into sleep.
有时候我哋祷告紧嘅时候就瞓着咗啦。
The poor attendance in our church prayer meeting testify to this.
咁呢个系教会嘅祷告会，亦都系证明咗呢件事。
And not only modern believers prefer sleep, but also eating as well.
而现在嘅人不单止系愿意去瞓觉多，同时中意去食嘢。
Remember I say about fasting and prayer in the Jewish culture?
咁我有提及过呢个喺犹太人嘅规矩禁食祷告。
And so we prefer eating more than praying as well.
咁我哋去宁愿去食多过去祷告。
Because whenever you tell them there is food provided, everyone will come.
咁你只要讲话嗰度系有食物嘅，咁啲人就会嚟啦。
And so, if you want to improve our prayer meeting, maybe we should provide food.
咁如果你想去祈祷会多啲人嚟，或者我哋要去准备食物。
And so, is Jesus disappointed with us?
咁耶稣咪对我哋失望咧
？With the disciples for not praying,
就好似。对门徒咁，佢哋冇去祷告，咁样一齐失望。
I bet he is。
我相信佢系嘅。
But I think what disappoints him even more is that we don't pray at all.
咁佢對我哋更加失望就係話我哋唔去禱告。
Because when we stop praying, we fall into temptation and sin easily, like Peter.
當我哋去停止禱告，我哋都陷入咗呢個迷惑，就好似彼得咁樣去呢個去犯罪。
And when we fall into temptation and sin against God, we usually harm others.
咁當我哋進入咗呢個引誘裏邊，我哋犯罪，我哋都傷害其他人。
And we also deny Jesus.
我哋亦都去拒絕咗耶穌。
Or we betray him.
我哋出賣咗佢。
And so my challenge to you is don't disappoint Jesus.
咁我對你哋嘅挑戰就係話唔好令耶穌失望。
Pray that you will not fall into temptation.
祷告免得陷入迷惑
，so that you will not sin against God.
咁你就唔会去犯罪得罪神。
And the failure to pray is expressed in many ways.
咁呢个祷告嘅一个失败系可以喺其他唔同嘅事件又睇到。
You'll find that we as believers will use our human wisdom and efforts in doing the work of God, just like Peter.
咁我哋会用人嘅智慧、人嘅方法嚟做神嘅事情，就好似彼得咁样。
Because when they saw Judas come with the enemies of Jesus, they drew out their swords and told Jesus, "Shall we strike them down with a sword?"
咁好似呢个见到犹大带领住耶稣嘅敌人嚟咁样，佢就掹拔刀，就系问我哋要唔要用呢啲剑去将嗰啲敌人去斩低咧
？You know, we may not draw our swords when we serve the Lord in the church or in the ministry.
在教会的事工里面我们或者不会去拔刀。
But when we use our human wisdom and efforts to do God's work, we usually harm and destroy lives even when we're supposedly to serve them.
当我们用人的智慧和人的方法的时候我们会令到其他人受伤害是多过去应该去建立其他人。
And so we will disappoint him.
我们就这样去令耶稣失望。
So let us not disappoint him, but pray.That we will not fall into that kind of dilemma.
咁我哋要藉著禱告去叫耶穌唔好失望。
Secondly, or the second disappointment, 39-40.
咁呢個第二個失望就係39-40.
Jesus went away a second time to pray, and he prayed the same prayer.
耶穌又去禱告，説嘅話同先前係一樣。
And then he came back a second time, and he found the same thing with the disciples.
第二次翻嚟見到門徒仍然係咁樣。
And then when they were asked by Jesus why they are still sleeping, Mark tells us that their reply was, or Mark tells us that they did not know what to say to him.
咁耶稣再次问点解佢哋瞓着咗？咁马可咧就记载就系话佢哋唔知道点样去答。
Of course they don't know what to say.
当然佢哋唔知道点样答啦。
Because they were guilty of the very crime that Jesus told them not to commit.
因为他们是内疚，因为他们犯了耶稣叫他们不要去犯的事情。
You know, just like your son or your daughter, when they're caught stealing the chocolate to eat, you ask them, they caught guilty, they have nothing to say.
咁就好似你啲仔女，当佢哋偷朱古力去食嘅时候，你问佢哋一样，佢哋都系唔知道点样去答。
But how would you feel as a parent?
但你作为一个父母系点样嘅感受呢
？Disappointed, definitely.
失望吗？可能是。
Because they didn't listen to you.
因为他们没有听话。
Will you be sad?
会不会去难过呢
？Or angry?
愤怒。
Or maybe just give up totally.
或者就这样放弃了。
We don't know Jesus in that, but at the end, we know that Jesus did not give up on them.
咁喺呢度就睇唔到，但系你知道最终耶稣都冇放弃佢哋。
And so Jesus turned and went in to pray a second time.
咁耶稣再一次翻翻去第三次去祷告。
See the disciples felt guilty, and that's why there's nothing they could say.
因为门徒嘅内疚，所以佢哋唔知道点样去答。
But guilt is not enough to stop them from sleeping.
咁呢个内疚并唔足够令佢哋系再一次去瞓觉。
And likewise, guilt would not change us at all.
就好似我哋咁样，内疚并唔会去改变我哋。
You see, what we can feel guilty.
我哋可以感觉内疚。
For what we did or what we didn't do.
系我哋做咗或者我哋冇做嘅。
But it doesn't necessarily mean that we will change. We will do it.
但唔等同我哋就可以有所改变。
Because guilt cannot change us.
因为内疚系唔可以改变我哋。
It just makes us uncomfortable.
令到我哋唔舒服嘅啫。
And only God can.
只有神系可以。
And only when God does that in us and we repent of it, then we can see change slowly taking place.
只有神去改变我哋，令我哋能够有一个悔改，令我哋慢慢有一个转变。
And only when we start talking to God about our guilt.
亦都我哋对神讲我哋嘅内疚嘅时候
，our feelings of repentance，
我哋嘅感觉，我哋嘅悔改
，because this is what Jesus did in his prayer。
呢个就系耶稣所做嘅喺佢嘅祷告里边。
He said, "This is how I feel. Please take away my cup."
佢有冇话我系咁样嘅感觉，就攞开我嘅杯咧
？But then, no, I must submit to your will.
但佢冇咁做，佢就係話不要從我嘅意思，只要從你嘅意思。
You see, when we are able to do that, then we are closer to change.
咁當我哋咁樣做嘅時候，我哋嚟改變能夠更加近一步。
Because it is not enough to feel bad about what we did.
但只不過係我哋嘅感受令到我哋有困難嘅時候，並唔能夠去做啲乜。
We must surrender ourselves to Him.
我哋要去順服。在他面前,
if we do not want to disappoint him,
如果我们不想令耶稣失望,
and so my second challenge to you this morning is make that prayer of commitment.
那这个第二个挑战的就是说要这个祷告的委身,
surrender yourself completely to the Savior.
那将你的一生是给这个救主,
to follow and obey him.
这个去跟从和去顺服他.
He tells you to pray, pray.Don't sleep.
如果佢叫你去祷告嘅话，就祷告，就唔好瞓觉。
And then the third disappointment, 41 to 42.
咁第三个嘅失望就系41 to 42.
And now is the third time that Jesus went away and returned to find them still sleeping.
咁呢个耶稣第三次祷告完之后，第三次翻嚟，见佢哋仍然系瞓着。
You know, if I were Jesus, I would have lost all my patience and given up on them.
咁如果耶稣嘅话，就会完全系失望，会放弃佢哋啦。
But I'm not Jesus, thank God.
但系我唔系耶稣，感谢主。
So he came back. He asked, "Are you still sleeping and resting?"
佢第三次对他们说：现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吗
？And then he says, "Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sickness as of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
够了，时候到了，看啊，人子在卖在罪人手里了。起来，我们走吧。看啊，那卖我的人近了。
You know, and Judas was he and they saw Judas leading the enemies coming to arrest Jesus.
佢见到犹大领住佢嘅敌人嚟到去拘捕耶稣。
You see, the disciples were unaware that temptation is round the corner.
喺門徒係唔知道呢個引誘已經喺牆角嗰度啦。
So they did not heed Jesus' instruction to pray.
佢哋冇聽到耶穌嘅教導去禱告。
And now they are going to fall into it. And that's why they drew their swords.
佢哋陷入咗呢個迷惑，所以佢哋去拔刀。
Because they saw what was coming now.
佢哋見到係有啲乜嘢發生緊。
But they weren't ready for it.
佢哋冇準備。
And so they were reacting rather than responding.
佢哋有反應，但係佢哋唔係回應。
They were using their own wisdom and efforts to respond to the situation rather than what the Word of God says or taught them to do.
佢哋用人嘅智慧方法嚟到去回應，唔係用神嘅教導、神嘅話語。
And I'm sure Jesus was disappointed.
我相信耶稣是失望的。
Especially when you hear his response when Peter cut off the ear of the servant.
尤其你看到耶稣见到彼得斩了大祭司仆人的耳朵下来之后，耶稣的回答。
You know, have you ever been betrayed and disappointed by people?
有没有被出卖，也都去令在其他人有所失望呢？
Especially those you trust and you love.
尤其你是相信也都去爱的。
And not just once, but many times.
唔单止一次，可能系好多次。
And I'm sure that many of us would have those experiences.
可能我哋在座当中亦都有相同嘅感受。
And at those times, we know that we should have trusted God more than trusted men.
喺嗰啲時間，我哋係要知道係相信神多過係相信人。
But yet many times we still trust man more。
但好多時候，我哋係寧願相信人係多啲。
Only to be disappointed over and over again。
但失望就係不斷咁發生。
And in those times we wish we have trusted God more。
咁喺嗰啲時候，我哋係寧願去相信神多啲。
You know why we should trust God more?
知唔知道點解我哋要相信神多
？Because God will always be faithful, even when man is unfaithful.
因為神係信實嘅，當人唔係信實嘅時候。
Man only disappoint us.
人只會令到我哋失望。
But God will not.
但係神就唔會。
As I mentioned, the Israelites disappointed God many times.
咁我就講過，好似以色列人咁，不斷係咁令神失望。
But God remained faithful to them.
但神係對佢哋仍然係信實。
And here Peter disappointed Jesus, and he denied Jesus 3 times, and yet Jesus was faithful to restore him after he repented.
就好似彼得咁令耶穌失望，係3次咁樣去唔認主，但係耶穌仍然再一次去復興翻佢。
Not only that, he made Peter to become the pillar of his church.
不單如此，佢令到彼得成為佢教會嘅一個柱石。
But on the other hand, we see Judas. What did he do?
另一方面，睇下猶大佢嘅結局係點樣。
Out of his guilt, he went to hang himself on a tree.
係佢自己內疚嘅緣故，佢自己去吊死自己。
And that's why I say guilt cannot change a thing.
所以我就話內疚並唔改變到啲乜嘢。
Guilt actually can kill you.
內疚可以令到你去死。
So the key then is repentance.
呢个关键就系悔改。
Because without repentance, God cannot restore anyone at all.
冇悔改，神系唔可以去复兴任何嘅人。
Nor can He use them.
或者佢唔能够去用佢啦。
Without repentance, He cannot restore our relationship with Him and with each other.
冇咗呢个悔改，我哋唔能够可以去复兴我哋嘅关系，去对所有人嘅关系。
And Jesus came into the world to do that.
耶稣嚟到呢个世界上就系咁样嘅缘故。
By going to the cross to die for us.
去到上十字架为我哋嘅死亡。
And also to give us a new life and an eternal one.
俾一个新嘅生命同埋一个永恒嘅生命。
And so because ofFor those of us, it's because those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ, for us, Jesus no longer calls us his enemies but friends.
咁对我哋接受咗耶稣嚟讲，耶稣唔再称呼我哋为敌人，系朋友。
But unfortunately, many times we treat our fellow believers like enemies more than friends.
但好多时候，我哋对其他嘅人，我哋就好似当一个敌人咁样。
And we are supposed to be faithful to him, but we betray him like Judas, or deny him like Peter.
我哋应该系对神系有信实嘅，但系好多时候我哋好似系出卖或者系唔认主咁样。
You know why?
你知道点解吗
？Those of us who read the Living Life, in the book of Galatians.
喺加拉太书喺呢、这个呢、这个喺 QT 分享嗰度。
You know.Believers were doing what? They were going back to their old ways.
信徒係做咗啲乜咧？佢只不過翻去舊陣時佢哋所行嘅。
After they become Christians,
尤其佢哋係做咗基督徒之後
，they strap themselves with their old self, the dying self, back on to live in sin.
可以穿著一個舊我，一個死亡緊嘅一個舊我咁樣。
You know, Roman soldiers were not only good at torturing their prisoners, but they have a very wicked way of doing it.
咁呢个罗马士兵不单止系非常之懂得去折磨人，佢亦都有呢啲好邪恶嘅方法。
And one of the ways they tortured the prisoner was to tie him face to face with a dead corpse.
咁其中一个方法咧，就将一个囚犯将佢同一条死尸咁样绑埋一齐面对面。
And so the living and the dead were facing each other, face to face and hand to hand.
咁活着嘅一个囚犯面对一个死亡嘅一个尸体面对面手对手。
And so the stench of the dead will not only smell, but it will be embracing them until they finally die.
尸体嘅臭气不单止系拥抱紧佢，亦都系咁样一直持续直至佢哋死亡。
You know, when we become Christians, God has actually untied us from the old self.
咁当我哋成为基督徒嘅时候，神系将我哋同一个旧我去分开。
But like the Galatians, we like to tie the old self back that is dead together in our lives.
好似加拉太书咁样，我哋仍然系好似一个旧我咁样绑埋一齐，直至死亡。
And that's very disappointing for Jesus.
呢个对耶稣嚟讲系非常失望。
Because he has set you free, why do you go back and live in sin?
咁点解你活着仍然系继续持续继续犯罪咧
？See, either you die to sin.Or you are tied to sin.
你系对死亡嚟讲，你已经死咗；一系对罪嚟讲，你仍然系有绑住。
If you are tied to sin, you disappoint him.
如果你被罪所捆绑嘅话，你会令耶稣失望。
But if you live free from sin, you will please him.
咁你呢个喺罪里边系得到自由，你就会去讨悦耶稣。
And so your constant prayer.That you will not fall into this temptation and sin against God is how you keep yourself pure and holy as the bride of Christ.
咁点样令到你自己呢个完全无瑕疵，好似一个基督嘅一个身父咁样？你就要经常咁样去祷告。
Then the resurrection of life of Jesus Christ is meaningful for you.
咁耶稣嘅一个复活先对你嚟讲系有呢个意义嘅。
Or else it's just another remembrance thing that you do.
如果唔系，就变成一个系你可以纪念嘅一个事情。
It's not the resurrected life you are living.
唔系一个复活咗嘅一个生命，你系活着嘅。
And I hope that we understand.
我希望你哋明白。
That's the resurrected life of Christ.
呢个就系耶稣复活嘅一个生命。
That is freed from sin.
在最终里面是得到自由。
But we know that as Christians living in this world that is tainted and corrupted and affected by sin, we will sometimes still sin.
我们在活着在这个被罪所污染的一个世界里面，我们仍然是会犯罪。
But 1 John 1:9 tells us that the moment we repent, God is faithful to forgive us.
那约翰一书一章九节就是说，我们神是信实的。
But that doesn't mean that we do it purposefully because we know this promise.
但系唔系代表我哋可以不断系咁犯罪，就算我哋知道有呢个应许。
But the resurrected life must be constant, intentional in how we live our lives.
咁我哋呢个复活过嘅生命系不断嘅持续，亦都系有目的性嘅。
May God help us.
愿神系帮助我哋。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐低头祷告。
天父，你的话语已经出去了，求神你自己的圣灵来感动带领我们来顺服听你的话语，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。